The Borough of Culture is a programme that was introduced by Sadiq Khan, who's the Mayor of London, I think to really not just promote culture and sort of all of the various sort of activities, whether it's music or dance or art or performance that happen under that, but to really work with boroughs to create a sense of place. So it was a big competition that happened last year, and the first borough to win was Waltham Forest, and they've had an amazing year this year, I think. So for us, you could really see the potential of it to kind of bring not just kind of people from the public sector together, but people from the private sector, different community groups, and also to really focus on the kind of the message that a borough wants to tell people at that moment in time.
Now, the word culture has a lot of baggage with it, and it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And it can be divisive, you know, that this is my culture, not your culture. It can be elitist, high culture and things like that. So what do you mean by culture in this context?
We just recently did a survey where we asked people what culture meant to them. And actually people talked about festivals and events, music and dance, art and photography, film, television, and interest in even architecture and design. So there is a wide spectrum of views, I think, that people do have, and we'd hope to reflect that in the programme as the winning borough.
I like your confidence. Okay, so, I mean, why should we want this? It's a competitive process. There is a chance we don't win.
There is a chance that we don't win, of course, but I think that we've got a fantastic story to tell, which means that we're in pole position to win. I mean, I think more than anything, what this would be about for us is about our people, our places and our economy, and using culture to kind of weave through all of those three different areas and give people a great experience, and not just, you know, kind of one-off photo moment, but genuine kind of legacy stuff. And I think at the moment, actually, because of everything that's going on in the world, and dare I mention the B word, people's tensions and community tensions are so high that actually using culture to make sense of what's going on around us, and I think also to re-emphasize and reinforce what we really value and what's important to us, means that this is a great opportunity. I think that Greenwich is blessed with the kind of diversity and creativity that we have in the borough, from very small, you know, but wonderful organisations like Shrewsbury House Community Centre, right up to, you know, the O2, the world's best-selling venue. Now, actually, obviously, in some senses, our historical buildings maybe present a disadvantage, because people say, well, Greenwich is full of culture and history already, but actually what we want to do is work with those big organisations to make sure that they're focusing on working with local people, and that their programming really reflects the communities here in our borough.
Yeah, I mean, that is an issue, isn't it? Because from outside, from further away, people tend to see Greenwich in terms of historic Greenwich, the centre of Greenwich, the Naval College, and the like. There's a lot more to the borough than that. It extends far beyond that.
It does, yeah, and I think that that's the amazing opportunity, really, that we have. And if you go from one extreme of the World Heritage Site in the west of the borough, right over to Thamesmead in the east, actually, you know, with all of the regeneration and change that's happening in Thamesmead, there's a massive opportunity there to involve those communities. I was down there recently for the Greenwich and Docklands Festival with a group, a French kind of almost Cirque du Soleil circus style group that had kind of set up a shop in Thamesmead for a week, and it was absolutely incredible. They used people's back gardens, lampposts, open green space areas, somebody's kitchen window to kind of entertain and engage people. And it was incredible, really, because not only was it free, but also it took arts and culture to where people were. And I think that's a really big part of what we would want to explore. I also think that, you know, we have to be proud of the fact that we do have a World Heritage Site, and kind of make sure that that extends to all four corners of our borough and involves everyone in protecting and getting involved in that amazing space.
Yeah. Now, obviously, there will be a cost to a bid process. Mm. And as I mentioned earlier, we have gone through this once before and not succeeded. So what do we get out of this?
Well, all I would say is nothing ventured, nothing gained. And obviously, we're not, you know, kind of splashing out on people to kind of, you know, do the bid for us. We want to work with a kind of group that we bring together, a sort of governance group to oversee the bid, ranging from, you know, some of the big, small, medium cultural organisations that exist in the borough, right through to community volunteers and individuals, so that we can shape this bid together. We don't have a lot of time, in relative speaking, to last year, so we need to kind of get cracking and get on with it.
What is the timescale?
We're looking at a bid submission in October, I think. So, you know, really is quite a short window. And you know, in the end, it's not just about, you know, kind of perhaps spending money on different things, but actually what we know from Waltham Forest is how much they were able to lever in terms of external investment into the borough as part of their programme. And actually in a time when, you know, government resources are on the decline, and, you know, we're all having to try and find other ways to do things, we do need to bring in sponsorship and partnership with different organisations to fund some of these things.
Okay, so if people actually want to get involved in this process, can they, and if so, how?
So the council's going to be running a big campaign about, you know, really collecting people's ideas around not just what culture means to them, but what they'd like to see in Greenwich as the borough of culture. So I just think I'd encourage people to reflect on kind of what it means to them, perhaps put out a tweet or a kind of Facebook post and get some discussions going. We've got two hashtags, which is, or three actually, we've got My Local Culture, which is the GLA hashtag. We've got Time for Greenwich, time at number four, and then time for change. And I think thinking about change, you know, and time where we are at this moment in Greenwich is a really interesting concept, because, you know, with Crossrail, you know, very nearly finished and about to open, our borough is going to be transformed in terms of what we can do. And I guess the Meridian Line, you know, is a great asset of ours, and time sort of begins and ends in Greenwich, really. And actually, you know, at this very difficult sort of national time, when there's a lot of uncertainty and unease about what's happening in relation to kind of who we are, I think actually using the Borough of Culture process to reflect on that, have some of those conversations, and perhaps collectively assert and establish the kind of place that we want to live in and grow up in, and want our young people to grow up in, it would be a great opportunity.
Danny, thanks very much indeed.